And welcome back to Speak Up Las Cruces. For the next half hour, we're going to be talking with Debbie Moore from the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
So I was trying to remember when you came here. When did you come to Las Cruces?
2016, May 1st. It'll be 10 years.
Okay. And you came from Hobbs.
No, I actually came from Rio Rancho, but I had ran the, I was on staff of the Hobbs, and then I was promoted to be the director there in the late 80s, early 90s.
Wow, so you've been in this business quite a while.
You know, I've been in nonprofit and chamber business almost 40 years.
And you just mentioned, as we were sitting down, that you'd also worked in that little radio show in Hobbs.
I did.
Is that part of the chamber also?
No, it was separate. I did it for a member. It was before I went to work, and it was called Lee County Live. Back in the days when you had the carts you put in, you know, we had Paul Harvey.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'd have guests in, and then, of course, it was a bummer when the guests didn't show up, so I would research, and I had tons of materials if I had to talk that great drive for people going to work in the Lee County. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. And then I actually did some DJ work to substitute when the DJs, like in the weekends, were off. Back in the cart days, you know, when you plug those carts in before computerized.
Yeah, but I think that was great experience,
probably. Absolutely, absolutely. Respect of the industry, knowing how, especially back then, because it was everyone was going, I mean, the oil field was going computerized, you know, radio was going from the carts. When I say a cart, it's like an 8-track for people who don't know that. And they were being more computerized, too. So it was a time of transition for a lot of industries. And so,
and then it makes you very sensitive to that, and it makes you a very good communicator.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So I've tried to remember 10 years. Years ago, it seems like the revitalization of downtown was just kind of getting started.
It was. You know, when I think about the changes of Las Cruces in 10 years since I've been here, it's pretty incredible. You know, I think the plaza wasn't complete. You know,
that's
there was
what
so
I was going to say.
Things.
I don't even think the plaza was done. Mm-mm. I think the theater had been finished by then, and the plaza was the next big project.
I believe so. Yeah.
So you kind of had a hand in all of that, really.
Well, hopefully I had some influence.
Yeah.
And it's been a great journey. You know, I think about my 40-year career, the 10 years here. You know, I think when someone goes into where they want to say, when I leave, have I made a difference?
Yeah.
And so I hope that when I leave and people hear my name, Debbie Moore, that they say that. That they say she made a difference in everything. So that's my goal, has been, and so, all my career.
So would you say that the plaza is your legacy? What particular thing might be your legacy?
I would say, well, I've been asked that quite a few over the years. My legacy is the leadership programs that I have worked with in Hobbs, some in Albuquerque. I was on staff of the Albuquerque Chamber and Rio Rancho and in Las Cruces. Is to know I still hear from some of those students that went through all these leadership programs. And for me to watch, particularly the young, you know, whippersnappers that were coming up, as we would say in my Oklahoma native tongue, that they have. Now that they are running, one of my mentees is running the program in leadership in Sandoval County in Rio Rancho.
Cool.
That's my legacy.
Have I
left them prepared and empowered them enough? So that's my legacy.
That's excellent.
You know, so that's, you know, I love business. I love the impact business plays in the community. I love the fact that we've made strides, and we made it through COVID here.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I think you wouldn't believe the amount of Zooms that I had, because I was reaching out to national, I was reaching out to the state. I was chair of the statewide chamber organization for those years before and after COVID, and we were having 2 Zooms a week. And in the meantime, I was on the phone and Zoom trying to find out what's going on. And we made it, and our businesses, you know, there are a few, we lost a few, unfortunately, along the way, but I think, you know, people are just, it's a new norm. They're finally finding their new norm.
Right.
But I also see the leadership, Walt, you're alumni of Leadership Las
Cruces.
Yeah,
I was going to say that.
And so that is a powerful tool that I treasure.
Yes.
And that's probably where I'll get when my retirement is continue doing some leadership presentations. But I think here, if I think of one of my legacies would be, we finished and we moved into the Armijo House, and we saved that
Yes.
house.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I remember the first time I stepped into it, it was not complete. There was a long way to go.
Yeah.
And that in, so let's see, 2017, we moved in September. We had 6,000 people in and out over that weekend. It was crazy. But you hear people come in and they remembered meeting with the sisters, and they remember the smell of the honeysuckle in the entryway. They remembered their grandmother bringing them when they're little, and the smell of cookies in the house. And those memories you want to treasure. I don't remember that, but I will say now I feel like such a part of the family because I walked that pathway with them. And so that,
well, now
I
you're
think
part
is
of the history
of, my,
of the house.
I am the part of their family. I am, and I treasure that. And yes, yeah, I'm very proud of that.
Well, as Debbie mentioned, I went through the Leadership Las Cruces class about 10 years ago, I want to say. And I had been working at the Sun News probably about 10 years before going through that. And, you know, I kind of felt like I knew everybody I needed to know and
surprise!
Had been everywhere I needed to be. And it was a surprise. I mean, yes, and if anybody gets the opportunity, I would highly recommend it. To me, I got two things from it. One is every month you go on a tour. And, you know, 1 month it was the spaceport. 1 month it was
Wismer.
One month it was the correctional center. And so all of these different parts of town that I really had not been to. And then the other thing is just meeting. You're kind of forced into meeting all of these new people from all kinds of walks of life and businesses. And every class has a project that they do. And our class took on the issue of students who are homeless, which, once again, I'd been working at the newspaper for 10 years and really wasn't aware of what a problem that was. And we put together this fundraiser, and it went great. And that's something else that is a newspaper guy. I always can't have anything to do with making money and fundraising. And so it was a new world for me and a very a great experience. And, you know, I would just highly recommend it. I went into it a little bit jaded, thinking that, you know, all these business people. And I also thought I'm going to be older than everybody. And I was older than most people, but not everybody. And
that you knew it already.
Well, and the other thing I was going to mention, it occurred to me that I had been a manager for years, but I never learned anything about leadership. I never took any kind of leadership course. Are you this kind of leader? I don't know. I never really thought about
you're
it before
a whole
then.
Bunch of types of leaders. Remember?
Yes.
You know, we talked about the leadership is depending on the situation, you know, where you come. And I actually do a leadership tidbit each class, and that is just those little tidbits. You know, the goal of and just a shout out to you alumni, let the chamber know where you are. We are going to, that's going to be one of my legacies I leave, is that reactivate the Leadership Las Cruces alumni.
Okay.
We're going to invite them to the March business after hours and start having some fundraising event, not fundraising event, but perhaps a master program for leadership is one thing I've always wanted to do in the cities, and it's just never worked out. But now we've got some volunteers that are in place to do that. So if you are a Leadership Las Cruces alumni, it's a mouthful, Leadership Las Cruces alumni, give the chamber a call and give us your email and your address. But I think I've heard that all the time in Hobbs, Rio Rancho, and here. People, I know all about this. And Rio Rancho, it was Sandoval County. Oh, I've been here all my life. I know all the history. Okay. All right. I remember one girl, she says, I'm going to do it because my mom, she worked with her mom. It was a family-owned business. I'm going to do it because mom said I should do it. Okay. But I know it. I know it all. I've been raised here. Okay. The second session in, she said, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything. And I think Walt hit on a really important part that's part of my legacy.
Yes.
Is that these companions, these coworkers that you've met, no matter your age, is that you're going to remember that forever and that relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are connections also, regardless of where your life takes you, that you're going to be able, all right, this is something that so-and-so will know about and I can give them a call, or, you know, I need some support here and I can give that person a call. And then you're part of a network.
And even on the personal side, you know, I've watched through the years personal friendships get, I mean, we've had marriages and we have proposals, We've had, I think you had a girl have her baby during your class. Was it your class?
I don't think we had a baby, but we had Xochitl Torres Small while she was running for Congress.
Yes, we did. Yes. I forgot.
She was in the process of running for
That's
Congress
like
at
a baby.
The same time.
That's
good. Yes. So, you know, you think about the impact that the lives are intertwined. I've always said our life is like a book. And once we meet, you're part of my book, I'm a part of yours in the chapters. And we reach those stories. And those stories are impactful. And if you look at life like a book and those chapters, those stories, that leadership, and then now we're all part of a different, you know, you all are part of my book chapter in a different realm. And so that is important. That's why I really say that's my legacy is the leadership. I've loved the leadership program ever since the beginning.
One of the other things I would argue as well is unifying the various chambers in town. Mm-hmm. The greater chamber went through, before you got there, went through kind of a difficult period. The whole city did over the issue of minimum wage. The city moved before the state in raising the minimum wage, and that really it was incredibly divisive throughout the community. And the chamber, for the very first time in its history, took a role in, you know, partisan political ads for the municipal election, which, you know, I thought was a mistake. I said so at the time. You know, chamber is for everybody. And there was a real division between the greater chamber, the green chamber, and the Hispano chamber. And there isn't now. I mean, the three of you, I believe, work together very well. All want the same thing. You have different ideas as to what's the best way to get there, but I think you all are moving in the same direction. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't here, so I'm not going
to,
you know,
not ask
talk
you to
that at all.
That.
But I will say this: when I came, I met with now Senator Hamlin, my counterpart at the Green Chamber, and met with I believe it was Curtis at the time, the Hispano Chamber. The end of the day, we all want a better Mesilla Valley. We all want a better Las Cruces. We want a better Hatch. We want a better, you know, we all want a better. The pathways to get there may be a little different. But at the end, end of the day, and I credit my upbringing as a minister's child. My father taught me that, and my mother too. I talk in my leadership. Walt knows I talked a lot about my dad. My poor mom, she kind of got way late. My late husband and my father, and I think collaboration, cooperation, and Daddy always taught me that, particularly with the elected officials, you may not always agree with their politics, but you respect the position that they've been elected to.
Yes.
So collaboration, cooperation, figuring out how to get to that, even though we're going on different roads, you know, one's taking the highway, one's taking the back roads, but ultimately we're getting to the same location. That was important to me. And I think I would agree, you know, Nancy, I think that would be part of my legacy too.
I think you've got a lot of legacies.
Is that,
yes.
That mediation to a certain degree. And one of the, there was Don Chalmers, we credit him. He owns some car dealerships in Rio Rancho. He came to one of our events at our home. We did a big Christmas event, and he told my husband, Debbie has this knack for getting people who never talk together any other time into the same room. And that's my dad, because in a church, you've got people who believe all kinds of things, but they believe however, you know, one God or whatever the religion is, that they're committed to that. And so I really credit my upbringing, and that's part of my story. That's part of my book. But yes, I'm very proud. I will credit too Ken Miyagashima, Mayor Ken. He really pushed that with me. And the funny story, Walt, is my first time, my first meeting in, you know, the city council and county commission pretty well know if I'm not sitting in the audience. I'm either watching them live or I will be up at 2 o'clock in the morning and watching them. And I know what they're doing. That day I was there, and the mayor said, he called me down before it started, and he says, why are you here? And I said, because this is my home and I want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so from then on, and he had asked me in one of our conversations, you know, if we could do some things with sponsorship of all three. And so I credit him for giving me that little, go for it,
good.
Debbie.
Yeah.
And Senator Hanlon, too. You know, Carrie and I have we've developed a friendship
yes.
over the years. And she was, of course, elected. And now she's a senator. And she's great with the local businesses, which sometimes can take a lot of time. No business, you know, that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we work together. We communicate. We have joint. We'll have a big business after hours between the three chambers in July. And we're trying to do more and more together. And so I'm very proud of that legacy that we've done. And we did it in Sandoval County too. The Bernalillo had a chamber. And so I credit my upbringing. I think
yeah.
we underestimate sometimes our upbringing. And it wasn't all, I mean, being a minister's child had some challenges. You know, it was
I mean,
rough
famously,
sometimes.
Famously, those are the biggest rebels in town.
But I thought all preacher's kids loved being a preacher's kid until I got to, I went to a Bible university, but it was for a year. And I thought all preacher's kids loved being preacher's kid. Surprise!
Yeah.
It was not that way at all. But
that's a credit to your father and mother.
Absolutely. You know, my whole focus, if you talk to a class of 73, yeah, I'm going to date myself. The class of 73, they would consider me shy because my world was the church. You know, I was 11 years old when my daddy said, you've got to go do children's church. So I've been up in front of people since I was 11. I'm now 70. And so you can, you know, that is easy for me.
Yes.
And I like larger crowds versus smaller crowds. Smaller
right.
crowds freak me out. It's strange. But I really credit my mom and dad for not only raising me to appreciate the church world,
mm-hmm.
but my dad, you know, when he passed away in 1999, we got sympathy cards from the guy that sold him the suits. So daddy had led the way in communicating the committee, the community, connecting. And for my chamber career, my former husband was in a school in Waxahachie, Texas. I went to work at the Waxahachie, Texas Chamber. There was a lady in town. She was a paralegal. Her name was Joanne Jenkins. And her son is now a judge in Fort Worth area. So Joanne, for whatever reason, I'm big and pregnant with my son in the early 80s. I was hired as an admin. For some reason, she took me under her wing. She would tell my boss, Jerry, I'm taking Debbie with me. What I gleaned from that is the power of involvement of the business community in the community at large.
Right.
So you cover that with my story of being a minister's
yeah.
child. I think that gave me empathy. It gave me compassion.
Yes.
It gave me this broader base world of how business can impact
mm-hmm.
the community and the importance of business in a community. And so between Joanne and the training of North Texas and the chambers sent me on this 40-year career.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations. This is really exciting. And you're retiring.
I am retiring. Yeah, it's kind of like, what am I doing?
Well, yeah. I'm sure you'll find something else to fill your time, and it'll be, you know, equally rewarding.
For the time being, I'm going to stay here in Las Cruces. I'm
going
to do some consulting with leadership specifically. I've been asked to do some lobbying. I'm not sure about that. That's a lot of work.
Right.
I'm trying to get out of working. I have children in Arizona. I have children in Oklahoma. Spend more time with them. But continuing to make a difference. You know, that's
yes.
what life is all about, is making
yeah,
a difference.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what impresses me is how you see the role of the chamber as making connections between
Absolutely.
People. And it's so we don't really get caught up in this competitive, you know, if you win, then I lose. I think that kind of destroys a lot of communities and a lot of business relationships. And it said, no, we can work together. We can make this seamless. And I don't know if this was you, but I know that I buy local, if at all possible. So if that's one of your initiatives, that worked. And that benefits all three chambers
Absolutely.
When you buy local.
Absolutely. I think that legacy that I say of connection between the three chambers is
yes.
important. I will say I think COVID solidified local. It solidified working together at a higher rate. You know, business
yeah.
changed. Employees changed. That family atmosphere of the work environment changed. And everyone working together. And I think COVID, that's one good thing that
I was
came out
say,
of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part is the businesses that
yeah,
didn't
that
make
didn't
it
make
through.
It.
Yeah. We're very sorry. But yes, buy local. That's important.
You mentioned the Armijo House. That was one of my favorite parts of being in Leadership Las Cruces. We used to hold our meetings there at that house, and it is, you know, if you love historic old homes, I mean, that's just a beautiful structure.
And we do tours.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's open.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, we do tours, and we have a brand new roof. Unfortunately, the wind about a year and a half ago, so we have a new roof, and it's the internet is iffy sometimes in there.
Yeah.
With 10-inch, I laugh because when we did the shades in there, there was not one window, no two windows were the same size. And they, so talk about customization.
I can say, where was that at in the process when you first moved here?
There was the work had actually stopped.
Okay.
It was right there. There was holes in the floor, and there was, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, work had actually stopped.
Okay.
We're real close to it.
Yeah. So that's got to be, I mean, just seeing that.
Well,
every...
I laugh and tell the family that they're going to have to name it the Debbie Moore. The house.
Yeah.
And
take that under advisement.
Course, you know, the Ghostbusters have been there, and they laugh, and how years ago I said, okay, I walked out that day, and I said to Nestor, I said, do not show yourself. Because I did not want to know us. I did not want us to be known as the haunted chamber.
No,
not a good reputation.
So the Ghostbusters come back. They spend the night, and we had a board member with them, and he was so upset because he said all we saw was orbs. He said we want to do it again. So a couple months later, they did it again. And my last word to Nestor: do not show yourself. And he didn't. So
Nestor's going to miss you.
So the second time coming around, and the gentleman said, all we got is orbs again. And I said, well, here's the story. He said, well, Nestor, listen to you. So Nestor, the very beginnings of the Greater Las Cruces Chamber, I believe was called the Mesilla Valley Business Trade Association. So Hiram Hadley was the chair,
mm-hmm.
and Nestor Armijo was the first vice president.
Okay.
So I teased the family that Nestor likes the chamber being in there because we're busy. And he was a businessman.
Sure.
He was a businessman, so...
Let me ask you about the business environment in Las Cruces, for lack of a better word. We hear a lot, probably not as much as I used to be honest, about it not being a business-friendly community. All of that, you know, most of that is pointed towards city government. Sometimes the permitting process and the inspections and that kind of things, you hear a lot. Like I said, not as much now as in the past, but how would you describe the business environment here in Las Cruces?
I love the word business friendly. It's hard to define what business friendly
is
because it's different to different people.
That's right.
I will say this, in all my career working with different city governments, county governments, state governments, the issues are the same. The people just change. And you know, the truth is in between both sides, and I try to get to that. I would say right now we have a city government and a county government that is hopefully continues to work with people. You've seen the building houses, the commercial is crazy, the orange barrels. I am very proud of the role of the chamber. I think I'll just do a plug. I said that is a reason why you need to be an investor in the chamber and in our community. It's more than just the chamber. The investing in the chamber gives our staff, our board of directors, our volunteers opportunity to be your voice at the table. When you're trying to keep your lights on, you mentioned local.
Yes.
You know, local people, they're one, two mom and pops trying to keep the lights on. So your investment in the chamber and whichever chamber you choose, I always say interview all of us.
Sure.
Could be all three, could be one or the other.
That's what I say. You don't have to pick just one.
No, you don't have to pick just one. But that is why it's so important, because then I can pick up the phone and say, this isn't right or this is right. And I try to pass along compliments to any government agencies and staff and people in my members when I hear something good, because we hear bad too often. And with Facebook, oh my goodness,
mm-hmm.
the world has gone crazy and we don't pass along those compliments.
That's right.
And so I encourage people, number one, if you have a good service at somewhere, tell the manager or the owner. that an employee or compliment them, you know, put that on Facebook. And number two, be an investor in a local chamber, and because that's investing in the community. It's making a difference. And three, consider going to Leadership Las Cruces.
Yeah. Well, and we're getting down to our last few minutes. Let me give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about the leaders, because I know in terms of paid staff at the chamber, it's there's not a lot. And so you rely very heavily
on
your volunteer
Absolutely.
Leaders.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a great board. The chair for this year is Kevin Murhish. He works at Pioneer Bank. And we have a great, great board of directors. It's been fun to watch them since I've announced my formal retirement, that they're stepping up. You know, especially our exec team. Cindy Armijo is my director of operations. Devin Turtelot is our director of business development. Mm-hmm. And so we have, and then Orion, I can't ever pronounce his last name. He is our part-time intern. So we've had some interns. So basically, we do a lot of work for that. I think Volunteers for Leadership Las Cruces, our ambassadors who just planned a great Mesilla Valley Days. And yes, we've changed the name because we need to encompass, you know, we are still forgotten south of Socorro.
Yes.
So we need to really make that happen. So we've renamed it this year. Very successful. We had almost 200 people, and it was a very successful 3 days up in Santa Fe. That will continue. My goal is to get everything lined up for my successor to just step in and spend the year really getting to know our volunteers, really getting to know our program, whether they're, you know, whether they're a local person or a non-local person, how they interact. Mm-hmm. And that's part of my legacy that I want to leave things in good shape for the program. Volunteers are key to the program.
Yes.
I met Amy Hummer from Steinborn is our Overgrow Your Business, which is business. And I think we're going to be doing some things for some family-owned businesses, which has been a dream of mine for years. So I think you're going to see some things after I'm gone, but it's going to be
you
fun
planted
to
the
watch
seeds.
It grow. Yes, yes.
So, you know, I'm sure you've given it some thought, and you've said that you plan to stay here for the time being. But what are the things that you've been wanting to do all this time but just haven't had the time for?
Retirement is a scary word now.
It is.
You know, my late husband, and I have to shout out when he died in 2018, this community surrounded me unbelievably, and that will be always a treasure in my heart and my family's heart, because it was amazing how they supported me. I want to do some leadership development. I've been asked to create some programs within businesses, and so that would be something, you know, consulting.
Yeah.
But it is scary. You know, I thought my whole life has been the chamber, and that I'm actually speaking in MSU on Friday on leadership, one of their graduate programs, and I've been thinking a lot about that. You know, as you know, leadership is a real passion of mine. And, you know, I have a saying, the leadership of your passion is the passion of your leadership. And that passion's got to drive your vision.
Yes.
And if you want people to follow you. So hopefully that's it. But, yeah, I'll do some consulting. I'll probably go quiet for a while to give my successor time to, you know, be involved. And I've done that at every chamber. And so that's important that my successor move forward and the board work with them. But we've got an excellent board. Dr. Michael Woods will be chair in 2027. So we change in January. And of course, he has lots of good roots from his dad.
One of the people in my class for Leadership Las Cruces.
I'm very proud of our board that they are very supportive of me leaving and retirement and respect that. And it's going to be, but it's a very scary world right now. Yeah, that word.
I know. But,
I could come work with you now that I've had experience on the radio.
Exactly
you absolutely
right.
That's
can. What I was going to say. I've been retired for a number of years, and I can recommend it. It's amazing how busy you get. And all you have to do is just, and suddenly there's such need in this town. And like you, I really felt the love and support of this town.
It's a great community.
It's a special
That's
place.
That's why, you know, it's hard. Yeah. To even think about leaving, although my children are not here. I have some children here, but it's just such a neat place. And I think particularly because they were here when Bill passed away.
Yeah.
And so my biggest supporter, he was Rick Jackson, when they hired me, they always said they got two for one. Right. Volunteer by marriage.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for your support of the Chamber too. I've enjoyed our conversations through the years.
Well, thank you. And thanks for the half hour, and thanks for the 10 years.
And best of luck in your next endeavors.
You can talk to me in a couple of years and see how it's going.
Exactly.
If I've passed retirement or I've flunked retirement.